back to the Buzz's version of Mr. Brown, Justin Akeley.
James Young, 23 points. Final 7 seconds.
Got to drive it, Brad. You got to drive it.
Matt, for maybe the win. The follow is good. The follow is good. Arkansas in overtime. They pick off 13th ranked Kentucky in overtime.
I really didn't actually see it. I just shot it, and I knew it was short, so I was running back on defense. I just heard the crowd roar and looked up. But, you know, it's a good play. We needed it, and that's something that he can do all the time.
That is Kai Madden talking about the final shot he took that led to the Qualls dunk. I'm not bitter about it. I'm fine with it because it all worked out fine and dandy for Arkansas. Perhaps it was divine intervention. I don't know, Wally. But all I know is this. Kai, if you're listening to my voice today, you need to do one thing and one thing only. Take Michael Qualls out for lunch today or dinner tonight. Because otherwise, if you lose in double overtime, we are sitting here going, what in the heck were you doing at the end of the overtime period? I'm glad it worked out for everyone.
When he started up with the ball, did you not say out loud, what's he doing?
Well, when he's standing there dribbling, I'm like, oh, well, he's going to settle for a horrible shot with a guy in his face. And that's what he did. But it all worked out. So, hooray, Arkansas won. I woke up today for the first time. I'm telling you, I was in a bad place. After watching my alma mater lose back-to-back games, after watching Arkansas let that game slip away on Saturday, a significant loss in what could have been a huge step in the right direction against Florida Saturday, I have been in a basketball depression. Yesterday, I was like on the ledge. I've been talking people off the ledge for days. Now I'm on the ledge.
Yeah, you really hurt my feelings yesterday, by the way.
How's that?
I fed you 71 wings, and that should have put you in a good mood.
You know what? I gave you love yesterday for that, but it did not do it for me. A nickname for the game last night. I've gotten some good offerings already. I applaud the listeners. Ethan says you could call it the put back at the palace or the put back in the palace. I like that. Got to literally put it back in the scoreboard. Noah says the Fayetteville flush. I like that. That's very good. The dunk heard around the state, says Michael. And Drew wants to know if they can claim Arkansas can claim an earthquake in Seattle from last night. I'm going to guess that it wasn't quite that loud last night, but, man, it had to be close. Hey, Clark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Not much. I think we did good last night. That was a good game. Going back to that Florida game, that game should have been won. To me, personally, we shouldn't even win in overtime. And instead of them letting the guy drive, they should have at least fouled him. That was a heartbreaker. The way I feel, I think we should be a 2-1 conference because we were capable of beating Florida and Kentucky. I don't know what went on down in Texas A&M, and it's just scary because we beat a team that beat Texas A&M, and we end up losing to them horribly. But, you know, this game with Kentucky, that's just one game, and hopefully we can build some momentum, and we can grow from it. But the game against Georgia will be the game that will be telling for us. And if we go down there and lose this weekend, then the game last night was all for nothing.
No, wait a minute. What if Arkansas beats Tennessee in the next road game? Because they have back-to-back road games. All you got to do is split those two. You don't have to win them both. You just need to win one or the other. So I'm not bent out of shape if they lose Saturday. It's okay.
Yeah. I think our defense-wise, we can contend with anybody in the country, if you believe me. Because the way we harassed Kentucky last night
–
And the way those were some big guys compared to our guys. And the way we harassed Florida and everything, I think we could continue with any team in the country. We just need some consistency, and we need our guys on offense to take good shots.
I agree.
Take good shots.
Yeah, especially on the road, it becomes more significant even. Knockdowns, free throws. They did win a lot of 50-50 balls last night, and whether they got it or they tied him up and got the possession arrow, it was – I love the effort, but you're right. I mean, you got to play relentless, and you got to play like it's the last game you're ever going to get a chance to play when you're on the road. And we haven't seen that kind of performance. Certainly not very efficient at the line on the road. But if you can get a couple of those in place, I think they'll have a good chance. You're right, because defensively, I think they're as good as anybody.
Right, and it's just it gets nerve-wracking because if you remember the glory days back in the early '90s, late '80s, you can just feel and see that we're almost there to that point, and you just want our guys to be successful and succeed. And I'm hoping that we make the tournament, and I sit back and let you guys.
Clark, I appreciate it. How many calls did I get like that on Monday? Exactly zero. They're no better than they were 3 years ago. This team isn't going anywhere.
Mike was a mistake.
These guys are bad, poorly coached. They don't know what they're doing. I mean, we heard a lot of that after the A&M game. Heard more of it after the Florida game. And now all of a sudden, again, our job to me, we're here to be kind of a steadying effort. I was a little depressed after the Florida loss. Don't get me wrong. That was a hard one to accept. I was proud of the kids that they bounced back as well as they did.
The A&M loss was a lot harder for me. Because I thought they were better than A&M.
Yeah. But again, I don't feel like you don't have to win half your games on the road. You certainly don't have to win them all. If you can win three or four, and then you can win all of your games but one or two at home, you're fine. You'll have a chance to get. All I care about is getting to the tournament. I just want to be there on Selection Sunday going, where are we going? Not are we in. I want to be comfortable on Sunday going, we're in. We won 11 games, 12 games in conference play. We won a game in the SEC tournament. We're in. Where are we going? Who are we playing? That's what I want to be in.
Just not Boise.
Okay. Well, I don't have to go, or I don't get to go. I'll put it to you that way. You do, so I guess it's a little more of a concern for you. Steve.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, bud. On the going back to Pat Bradley, which I was saying about him being able to still shoot like he can, do you know what his three-point average was per game? Do you know what, maybe off the top of your head?
I don't.
Accurately or what he tells it is?
I know he shot in the high 30s as far as a percentage for his career. High 30s or maybe even 40.
He was the SEC leader for years, up until like two or three years
ago. There's only two guys ahead of him now, I think.
Don't you guys, okay, as far as our consistency with our shooting in the three-point range, is Madden, is he pretty consistent with his, I know he shot high in the last game, was like 21, was it? What did he shoot this last?
I think he was five of 10 from beyond the arc. Last night he was 3 of 7, which is – both those are, well past acceptable, so very good.
So he's leading the team as far as consistency.
I mean, if you had to ask me who would I want to take a three right now, yeah, he'd be the guy. I mean, over the last few games, he's the only guy that has shown any real talent for doing it on any kind of consistent basis.
I think for real playing time, Madrakus Wade leads the team. But Kai Madden's right at 40%.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to give it to a guy, I'd go with him right now.
Well, what we've seen the last couple of games, Steve, is Madden at home has stepped up and showed leadership, and so has Portis. Now they got to do it on the road.
Well, and that's the thing. Yep. I mean, look, if you're in a street fight and you got four guys and they got two, it's pretty easy to be a tough guy. But when it's 4-on-4, it's a little easier to step out front, throw the first punch.
Yep.
Well, with the consistency part of it, with Bell and Hadar, it's just been at times exciting, and then other times it's like, oh my God, what they just do, some of the air balls that they throw. And if we're living in a perfect world, we could have it all our way. I would love to see Pat Bradley be hired on up there to help, as an assistant, to help someone like him.
Well, I will say this:
that can shoot to teach.
Magic Johnson's one of the greatest players in the history of the world, and he wasn't necessarily a great coach. I'm not saying Pat wouldn't be a great coach, and he does have experience, but I need him as a co-host, so I can't have him hired on up there. Sorry.
Yeah, he's 3 weeks away from a new gig.
I don't know what kind of coach he would be long-term as a basketball coach in college or the pros or even in high school, but I do know that he's really good at doing radio, so I'm going to keep him here if I can.
Didn't Michael Jordan try coaching?
No, I don't think so. Just front office stuff, right?
He's only done front
office. I think Michael was smart enough to know that he would kill someone.
Yeah,
I mean, Michael would get in a fist fight with a player because, again, you have a level of expectation that nobody's going to be able to reach.
I know it's going to be a lot of fun having Bradley back on the air. We missed him.
Yeah.
But it's been okay without him.
I appreciate it. I'll settle for okay. That's kind of all we were trying to do.
Have a good one.
Appreciate it. I appreciate everybody who's helped out. By the way, I hope Phil Elson had a great birthday yesterday. He was one of our one of the guys who've helped us out along. And, Wally, I appreciate you as well. Don't worry. I'm going to give you your love. Adam.
Guys, I just wanted to comment on Coach Anderson. I thought he did a fantastic job last night. The way it ended was a shocker. It's a great ending. Couldn't wish for anything better as a fan. But I do have to say this. Every time that y'all play in a post-game interview from him, I mistake him for Denzel Washington. And it's so much sweeter to hear Denzel Washington talking about the Razorbacks than anybody else.
Yeah, I wish we could get Denzel on tape talking about the Hogs. It'd be great if he was a fan.
Anderson sounds just like him. I mean, I mistake for it every time.
I've never heard that before. I'll have to play another clip from him and listen.
What's really standing out about Mike right now is late in the game, going into overtime, whatever, he might get a little excited, but he never panics.
I'll tell you what, he doesn't seem too bent out of shape about people who are trying to get him fired.
No.
I'll tell you that much. Adam, I appreciate the call. You got to get you a new phone, bro. Jerry.
Yes, I have a question about last night's game. It was 9 seconds left. We were ahead 3 points, and they got the ball and came down and made that three. We got the ball and came down and made that three. Why didn't we foul with 9 seconds left and let them go to the line for most of these 2 points? We'd be ahead by one. Well, I don't understand why we didn't foul instead of letting them, you know.
Here's the deal. You know, I'm going to hang up because, you know what?
It must be us.
I'm blaming somebody else, and maybe it's not his phone, maybe it's us. But, Jerry, hang on. I'm gonna let you go, but you can listen online. Paul and I were talking about this before the show. And after the shot, I tweeted out, you got a foul there. But the bottom line is, there are two schools of thought when it comes to that. I don't think there's any right or wrong. I guarantee I could name 5 Hall of Fame coaches who would foul every time in that situation, and I can give you 5 more Hall of Fame coaches who would not foul in that situation. Mike decided to play defense. Arkansas got lost on a switch. They double-teamed the kid when they should have switched back over to the guy that ended up with the ball. They didn't play very well, but that's Mike's philosophy. We're going to let it. We're going to D up. We're going to get a stoppy, and he said, I have no regrets about it.
The kid that they let get free is not a three-point shooter, and he's having a horrible game.
Well, I mean, they did shoot it well. They just don't shoot it much. They were 5-11 from three, but they don't shoot it very often from beyond the arc. So, I mean, yeah, you can say play the percentages or whatever. I mean, I was calling for a foul, too. But think about this. Here's a scenario, too, and there was enough time left where this could have happened easily. You foul him. He goes to the line and makes two. You're up one. They foul you immediately. You come down and miss. And I don't know. I assume Arkansas was in the double bonus because they were in the double bonus with, like, 12 minutes to go. So you miss both free throws. Then they come down, and guess what? Now they're shooting. If they get a two, they win the game. As opposed to if they make a three, you're going to overtime, worst-case scenario. So I could see both sides of it. There's no right or wrong answer, I don't think. Ricky.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment. Last two games, how good it was to have Bud Walton read the field up and making all that noise.
I agree. What was the official attendance last night?
18,500.
18,886. I don't know if that's people or if that's tickets, but either way, that's good. And obviously, Saturday was great. I was somewhat surprised, even though it's Kentucky. Coming off that loss, I thought a few people might shy away. I was glad to see the crowd was great.
Especially with an 8 o'clock tip.
Did you see, speaking of fans, did you guys see the picture going around Twitter today? There was a young fan who got into it with Kentucky players after the game, and the guy engaged him, and they were going back and forth. There was an assistant from Kentucky that got between them. So hilarious. The kid's probably 13. It was so funny. Anyway, I don't approve of that kind of thing, but it was pretty amusing because I hate Kentucky. Sorry.
That's all, guys. I just wanted to say that how nice it was. Not good to feel back up.
No question, Ricky. I appreciate it. Hopefully we can get more of that. Doug.
Hey.
Welcome.
I tell you what, Bobby, the school of thought was there on that, why we didn't foul. I mean, I would agree. I mean, Luke said you foul. But you got to remember, these guys are taller than us. They're grabbing everything, rebounds, coming off the board. So he gets lucky, makes one free throw. They tip it back in, or misses the free throw. They get it, go up to the foul again. So, I mean, it's a two-edged sword there. Where they messed up,
I agree with that.
If he's double locked,
they got him. I don't
know, but they should have
won
him every stinking time that they got basketball.
Yeah, he's pretty impressive.
Was it a putting a body on him?
I don't know who was trying to, but it wasn't working very well.
Like, he's
better than everybody else. I mean, that's just,
he just was that much better than everybody else. But glad Bradley's coming back, and y'all have a great rest of the week.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you, Doug. We're going to take a quick timeout. Come back with more of your calls. We've got some great Keith Lee service coming live, fan feedback. Nickname for the game last night. I think it's worthy of one. I don't want to.
So far, we're getting a nickname for the shot.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I can live with that. I just love the fact that it was such a fitting end to get the ball stuck in the scoreboard at the end. That's hilarious to me. 10:45, Wally Hall, Justin Akre. Wally, of course, presented by our friends at Deltic Timber. And take another time out. We come back. We will, I'm sure, talk more about the game. Ernie Murray at 11 o'clock. We'll get Ernie's perspective. He was in the Bud last night, hanging out with